Well, if there is any way that something going on in the community can distract us, entertain us, educate us, and keep our mind off complaining about the weather, why, it would be Annie Dugan telling us where we can find art. Good morning, Sunshine.
Art is a wonderful distraction. It can fulfill the brain's need to sink its teeth into things. And, of course, there's art, as always, this week in our Northland. Tuesday, there's a couple events that are worth noting. One at UMD is a staff student faculty exhibition at the Griggs Center. This is from 3 to 5 on Tuesday, and this was put together as part of UMD's looking at how to be a equitable, inclusive campus. So the title of the exhibition is We All Belong, and UMD has been working on addressing this issue, which is it's a pretty important issue for the whole wide community, but also particularly on the UMD campus. So this is work by staff, students, and faculty that is addressing that theme. Danielle Peterson is the person that is sort of the point person putting it all together, and there is discussions and other events around this particular topic, of course, but this is a way to talk about these issues through art. I think art is an excellent way of opening up discussion in a way that sometimes is harder to do with verbal language. Sometimes it's a lot easier or more welcoming to do it through the visual arts. So that is Tuesday, 3 to 5. There is also the theme of this week in art is students and their teachers and the intersection and relationship between learning. And I think that a lot of times we think, you know, that it's just this one direction, sort of teachers empty their brains into students' brains. And that's not the way learning happens. And that learning is this really wonderful, flexible, fascinating thing that can go in all different directions. And there's two events, one on Tuesday from 6 to 8 at Zeitgeist, and one on Thursday at 5:30 at the Kruk Gallery at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. The one on Tuesday is a book of poetry by students and staff. The title of the poetry reading and opening is A-R-E-R. And then on Thursday at the Kruk Gallery in Superior at 5:30 is a closing celebration for the exhibition Mutual Respect. And I love the title of this exhibition because it really looks at the fact that teachers are learning from their students are learning from their teachers, and it starts with that idea of respect and understanding sort of where students are and where teachers are and really the exchange of information between. So the exhibition has both student work and their instructor's work. So it's fun to see, you know, it's not necessarily right next to each other, so it's fun to see where there might be some influences, where there might be some inspiration going both directions. So Tuesday at Zeitgeist and Thursday at UWS. On Wednesday is a really fun, engaging, talk about distraction. The Beehive Design Collective is coming up to Prove. This is a design collective that is really about, I think Beehive is a perfect name for them because they're really thinking about how to use design, how to use communication to share stories, to connect with each other. You think of bees doing these wonderful dances. You know, bees communicate through arts, right? They come back to the hive. They communicate through arts to tell other bees where there is pollen. And the Beehive Design Collective is sort of doing that at Prove on Wednesday. It's from 6 to 9. And the title of the event is Rock Bottom in the Age of Extreme Resource Extraction. And they are bringing interactive graphics-based The description of the show is interactive graphics-based picture lecture, which I think is just going to be fascinating. I have an idea in my mind of what it might be. I've never been to a Beehive Design Collective program, but I have in my mind that it will involve these large-scale, very busy, wonderful maps that connect and look at, you know, all of these different intersections between groups of people, between resources. The photos that they have to promote the event are really just fascinating. They remind me of when you open up a fantasy book, and hopefully there's people out there that have opened up fantasy books before and seen maps at the beginning and sort of said, oh, maybe I'll go here and I'll go here. You know, you sort of, it sets the tone for how you're going to read the book. And I look at these large scale graphics based picture lectures that they are doing, and you sort of, it's a wonderful way of setting the tone for how you are going to listen. I mean, I think that it would be, certainly people use PowerPoints when they lecture these days, but wouldn't it be fascinating to just have some time with visual arts before, like, you know, reflective time with the visual arts before you enter into a lecture? I think it's a really fun way of setting your intentions and your brain to work. So 6 to 9, you can share stories and be part of this interactive graphics-based picture lecture event. And then Saturday, the Folk School, as always, is doing some really fabulous classes. And I should say the event at Prove is free and open to the public. And then the Folk School is continuing doing really fascinating dives into visual arts making, including on Saturday, March 2nd, there's a nature-based block printing. I think block printing, I am an art historian and not a artist. I've dabbled in different things, but printmaking, I think, is one of the most fascinating forms of art making. It is, has its roots in, in the U.S., certainly in very democratic-based art making, the idea that we can have art forms that are accessible to folks on all income levels. And the idea of communication is certainly part of printmaking. But nature-based block printmaking is going to be a fun way of investigating that medium. So all sorts of ways of making art, of looking at art, of reflecting on art. It is a good one, as always, Lisa.
It certainly is. I'm surprised we can mash it all into, you know, under 10 minutes usually, because there's just so much going on. Annie, thanks a gazillion. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art? Every Monday at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.